it is the 10th of September, and I've just watched the video of what happened on the 22nd of August, because the mainstream media has been suppressing it for so long, to this poor girl, Ukrainian refugee, in Charlotte, North Carolina, sitting on a train, and a black criminal, schizophrenic, for no reason other than that she's white, comes up from behind her, says, "I got that white girl," and cuts her throat. And you see her cowering like a baby in disbelief, blood dripping onto the floor, and then it's over. And sometimes I think to shake ourselves out of the insanity that we've been indoctrinated with for the last 70 years, and the insanity that has made us so, the wealth as well, that has made us so decadent for the last 70 years, we need symbols. And I think that Irina Zarutska, I mean, it's not much consolation to her poor family in Ukraine, where she fled a war, to this. And it's not so much consolation to her, of course. She is a symbol. And why has she evoked such a reaction? Yeah, it's not just because she's white. It's not just because she's Ukrainian. It's not just because she's 23, with her whole life ahead of her, working for a pizzeria, hoping to make her way up to better and more interesting things. It's not just those things. It's that we don't want to talk about it, but she represents something highly significant. And I'm afraid the fact is that she's beautiful. It's not just that she's one of us. It's not just that she's been wiped out by a kind of deranged version, or even more deranged version, of Rosa Parks. It's not just that this needn't have happened if certain changes hadn't occurred in America in the 60s. It's not just that this needn't have happened. It's not just that this was so predictable. You don't need me to talk to you about it. This was so predictable, based on the data, based on group differences, based on differences in the tail, based on differences in psychological traits. Forget all that. She was beautiful. And that's the fundamental thing that's been deliberately suppressed for anything to do with beauty. The left despise beauty because beauty represents order. Beauty is structure. Beauty is symmetry. Beauty is that which is successful. Beauty is that which is admired. Beauty, to a certain extent, is power. And they despise power. They are these resentful, individually oriented people who feel that they should have power and they should have wealth. But they don't. And they are, on average, compared to conservative people, physically unattractive, with faces that are less symmetrical. The men are shorter. The women are less pretty. It is the leftism is the resentful cry of the mutant who says, "How dare they be something that I don't have? How dare I not have power? How dare I not have importance? How dare I not have these things?" And so they attack the symbols of success, the things that are admired, the symbols of power, the things that make people feel good. And among those are beautiful things, nice things. We admire, we worship, we look up to beautiful things. Beautiful things take us towards the transcendent. Beautiful things are what is collected by those that can afford them. Beautiful things are associated with power and success. And so naturally, if you're a deeply neurotic, insecure, unhappy person, then beautiful things will make you very angry and resentful because you don't have them and you're not them, and you will want to destroy them and level everything out. And it's the fact that this girl is beautiful, not just that she's one of us, but that she's beautiful. She has a very pretty face. Okay, she has brown eyes, not blue eyes, but she has a very pretty face, and she has blonde hair, and she has relatively spotless skin, that she's pretty. And we know, and I've looked at this in a book I did called How to Judge People by What They Look Like, that these things, I'm afraid, on average, people that are beautiful and have symmetrical faces are, on average, slightly more intelligent than people who are unattractive. On average, people who have a sort of a pro-social personality, people who are high in conscientiousness, who are rule-following and have high impulse control and play by the rules, people that are high in agreeableness, that are empathetic, that are kind, those kinds of people, on average, have low mutational load, because that's what we were selecting for until really quite recently, and that is reflected in a face that has low mutational load, and therefore in a beautiful face. People that on average are more ethnocentric, because that's what we were selecting for, more group-oriented, more self-sacrificial, are more likely, among women anyway, although these are small relationships, but they are there, to have a beautiful face. And so you can see why, even putting aside her colour, and by the way, I mean, you can see she was making no effort to look beautiful as well. She was just wearing a T-shirt and a baseball cap, a T-shirt of her pizzeria that she worked at. But she had to be struck out. She had to have her throat cut. This poor girl, who had done nothing other than basically be a part of the remnant genetic normal population that has been dragged into tyranny by these mutants, by these resentful mutants who virtue signal about equality and harm avoidance in order to get power, and who empower and make a coalition with extremely dangerous people along the way in order to get power over us. And that's what she's done. That's what's happened to her. And that's it. And I say the natural reaction, the fury that this is evoking, as we get over our shock and it finally sinks in as to what has happened, is not enough. It's perfectly clear. This guy that killed her, De Carlos Brown Jr., I mean, the fact of having a name like that is indicative of basically hereditary narcissism. Why can't you have a normal name like John? Why do you have to put Junior there? Are you part of some dynasty from the South or something? This man has a very long criminal record. He spent 5 years in prison for armed robbery. He was out on cashless bail because a judge basically trusted that he'd promised to behave himself. And he'd spent time in an institution with schizophrenia. So you have, as far as I am concerned, an outlier at the tail of antisocial personality, probably not very high intelligence. All of these things make you extremely antisocial, by the way, plus schizophrenia, which makes you antisocial and psychotic and dangerous. And he's being told by society, oh, everything is the fault of a certain group of people. Oh, they are inherently bad. They are the reason for all of the negative feelings I feel. And so it was really just a matter of time before something like this could occur. And who are you going to go for? Are you going to go for... I mean, you can see the picture there. There's an elderly lady on the bus. Oh, sorry, on the train. Is he going to kill her, elderly white lady? No. Of course not. He goes for the thing that represents beauty and order and structure and very probably goodness and kindness, the thing that people aspire to, the thing that people look up to, the thing that people want to be with, the thing that's going to induce jealousy and resentment in unsuccessful, bitter, selfish people, narcissistic people who feel they deserve more and take the view that if somebody's going to have what I want and what I feel I deserve, I will make myself feel better about myself by just killing them or by ripping them apart, or by tearing them down, so that everybody can feel as unhappy as me, so that everybody can be as mediocre as me. This was an attack on status. It was an attack on things that are nice, on having a nice society, on being surrounded by nice things, on being surrounded by beautiful things. And they have just got into a situation where this can happen. Just let this happen. Just let someone beautiful be snuffed out simply because she is that. And I hope that this acts as a clarion call. I hope that this wakes us up to the fact that over the last 70 years we have made very, very, very serious mistakes. We have become decadent. We have... James Lindsay said, in response to a reaction by Matt Walsh, she said, let's hope that calmer heads prevail. No! Let's hope that hotter heads prevail. We have the right to be absolutely furious about this, and we should be furious about this, for obvious reasons that I needn't spell out to you. Find that video, and if you don't feel anything, and watch it again and again and again and again. And really think about it. And write poetry about it. And write prose about it. And talk about it. Because if anything should remind us of what we've lost, of what we can lose, and that we can't tolerate this any longer, it is that video of Irina Zarutska. And as a father of a girl who's only slightly younger than her, I cannot think what her father must be going through. Thank you, chaps. Goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?